Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Thursday. It is noon Central Time. That means it's time for Dispatching Live Load Board Search Advice, where we're going to look at the load boards. We're going to talk about rates, loads, strategies, advice, tips. So if you are a dispatcher or a carrier, or you have a family member that is working on dispatching and having trouble putting a route together, this is the show. Every Thursday we go live, and do me a favor. You see right below the video, you see that share button. There's also a like button there. Click both for me, and then you can click copy, grab the link, and share it, text it, email it, put it on social media, send it to a friend, say, listen, here's these guys talking about dispatching, guys and gals talking about dispatching, and they want to help you. And so we really do. And also, you know, you can go to autotransportintel.com. You can click sign up and join the monthly roundtable and talk to Ty, and we want to help you grow your business. When I say we, I mean me and Sue. And Sue is in the dispatch office. I also do want to mention, please do say hello in the live chat. Two Bears Transportation in here. He says he can do it. All right, fine. $4.99, $9 more. I didn't even say that right. But you know what I'm saying? Right? I'll do it for $50 more is what he's saying. Yep. I like that. So that's where we ring the bell because we're calling the troops. That's right. I know. It's funny. I almost look like a Capitol protester, right? Okay. So please do join the live chat. This is Dispatching Live. This is the crazy show. Murphy Auto Transport is here. Catherine Guerrero is here. Devin at Victory Live Transport is here. Yes, this is the first show of the year. The last time we went live, it was New Year's Eve. That seemed like 100 years ago. But without further ado, Sue, can you see us and hear us okay?
I can hear you. How you doing?
We're doing pretty good. It's already 2021. By the way, did we leave craziness behind in 2020? Anybody?
No, I think it's pretty much going to follow us, I have a feeling.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure too. So we got to do the best we can. Grow our business, yep. Find the loads. Victory Lap Transport. It's like, no, Jay. You know, yeah. Well, it's all, but I'm just going to say this. I stayed up really late watching. I was watching on my cell phone the Senate floor live where they're doing all the stuff. I've never watched it before. I was intrigued like nobody's business. And here's my speculation. I don't think I was alone. How many people watched more like live Senate footage yesterday than ever before? Now, who was that?
Jen said yes, she did. I didn't watch it.
Exactly. I'm not saying everybody, but I know I wasn't alone. And I literally went to sleep with it on. Like, I'm thinking, what is going on here? So there is something going on. There's plutonium in the Kool-Aid. Yeah. All right, let's look for some loads. What's going on Central Dispatch?
Okay, so drum roll, please.
Oh, yeah.
We are still at 50,863 loads. We were at 53,840 last week. So we lost about 3,000, but still, for this being the first of the year, 50,000 loads on the board, that's amazing. I mean, like, beyond amazing. Because I thought we were going to have a hard time at least almost till the 1st of February, to be honest with you. And we've been actually moving all the guys fairly easy with really good rates this week. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if that's going to continue. I think part of the reason why the rates are up is because there is so many loads on the board and they're going to have to compete to get rid of them. I know the same thing with mine. Before this, my loads were going as fast as they were coming up. Now my loads are sitting, even though I've got most of my loads pay $1 a mile, but there's so many loads on the board with multi-packs and stuff like that, that nobody should have a hard time moving at all. Let's just put it that way. If it is, it's because you're in a certain location and there's usually no loads out of there or something like that. So,
all right. Well,
this week, no pulling our hair out. We actually have hair this week.
That is awesome. We have hair. All right. Well, good. That's awesome. And I just put in the live chat, what's your route, Scout? Because we have seen that when the I think we've seen when the loads, when there's more loads, We have less requests.
Right.
Right? Less loads, more requests. It would make sense. That's how it is. And so we actually have other topics. We don't just search for loads, right? We have other topics we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about Manheim Lot Vision. There was something on Facebook about Assertus. Ouch. And and also JD was looking for help. And I think there was one other thing. But anyways, but before we get to news stuff, because we've got tons of time, we've got 90 minutes. You're stuck with me, allegedly. Catherine, oh man, look at this. Catherine's got a route scout, and so does Devin at Victory Lap Transport. Okay. That is super cool. So we're going to start with Catherine. Catherine is Miami, Florida to anywhere. Oh, we did that. I think we did that a week ago.
We did that last week. I'm going to just put a minimum of 50 cents a mile, and I'm going to put a minimum pay of at least 300 because I don't think she wants to do inside the state. I think she goes outside the state, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. Search filter settings are critical here, but you know we're looking on the load board. Lucky sevens. My dice hit my bell. That was dope.
Okay. And she was a, a five car? Catherine, what were you? I can't remember.
What's your capacity? Is it five? I forgot that too. You've got a hold
of your customer. For some reason, I thought she said five, but.
So when you put in when you put in your route scout, also please put in your capacity or how many you're looking for, you know, whatever makes sense. But in the meantime, till we have that number, five car, you were right. A dispatcher knows. That'd be a good oven mitt. A dispatcher knows. Does anybody use oven mitts?
Yeah, I do. Most people do that cook. Right. Jay, do you not cook?
I do cook. I do. That's why I love oven mitts. I do. I love to cook.
Okay. all right. Well, so I didn't put a minimum of five or anything like that. I just put a minimum of 50 cents a mile with a minimum of $300. We got 73 loads. Let's kind of scroll through here and see what's on
that.
Here.
You see that reference ID? Crispy five. That is cool. Well, that's actually a really good idea to give memorable
names.
Yes,
and proficient, honestly, if you're staying inside the state, that's not a bad load.
That's a great
load. You're only
load.
Going 170 miles, so.
Yeah, that is really, actually, I really like
it's
that
It's a mix
one.
Mix, so.
It's probably okay, but yeah, you're going to need to double check on what is a mix mix, right?
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy, do I love
and
that
I will
question.
Say, Proficient Auto also hires outside, they hire drivers. I've got a guy that I know that actually hauls for them, and they keep him really busy, and he makes good money. So if anybody's looking, you can contact them.
Correct. Proficient Auto Transport is a legitimate, well-known fleet. And so, you're in good hands. Shout out to Jim Mueller, friend of mine. Met him at Used Car Week.
Let's see.
Oh yeah, Devin's got a two car, in Virginia.
Okay, we'll look at that
Devin's
we've got some enclosed stuff that is not paying enough to be enclosed. We're skipping through those.
No.
That's ridiculous. 57 cents a mile for enclosed. Yeah, no.
No.
Then we got a box
what
truck,
was it?
Which
what was the how much was it?
Those two. 57 cents and 59 cents a mile.
For enclosed?
Here's another one. Yeah. This one is a little bit closer to the right price at 82 cents a mile. It's only going to Atlanta, but still, really, I mean, enclosed is built for a dollar a mile. If you're not getting a dollar a mile, I don't know what you're doing it for.
There ain't no point.
Yeah. then we got a food truck. That isn't enough money for that. Let's see. Here's another box truck. Says forklift at pickup and drop, so apparently doesn't run and drive. That's not enough money either.
Oh, perfect.
I guarantee you this is the same vehicle right here.
Do you enjoy sifting through the garbage with us every Thursday? We're so glad.
Let's see. There's one to Chattanooga.
Dumpster diving.
Look at this. Is this a boat? What is this? Starcraft. Yeah, that sounds like a boat. So. And it says it weighs 10,000 pounds and they're only paying 98 cents a mile. That's insane. And it's 10 foot high. Length is 20, width is 8, height is 10.
Easy peasy, sweet old lady.
Yeah.
I love it.
Just throw that on the back and take it off.
Exactly. Just throw it on the back.
Here's a couple going into Birmingham.
Just swing by and grab it, right?
Yeah.
Swing by and grab it.
And I'm sure it has no trailer. I'm sure they really wanted to put on something, too. Okay.
Well, and there's the thing. There's the funny part. Because not only is the rate low, but then can you imagine all the questions they're going to ask you when you go to book it? Oh, man. By the time you get done with all the phone calls and the loading and the unloading, that thing pays nothing. Oh, it's a bus.
It's not a boat.
It's
better. It's a bus.
It's a bus. So yeah. I like it even more.
Good Lord. Well, I guess it's drivable at least, Jay. I don't think that helps a lot.
Yeah, allegedly. Probably doesn't.
Yes. That should be paying 2,000.
It's not a comment against the company, but the load is not right.
No, because if you figure your average car weighs 4,000 pounds, okay, this weighs 10,000. Not anybody's just going to be able to carry this. If it's 10 high, that's probably got to go on a step deck. So they wouldn't take it
or
for that
low
price
boy.
Either.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. That's like a good paying truck.
Yeah.
Or also known as a terrible paying bus.
Yes. AKA.
Reference ID crappy bus.
So there's a total of three kind of going into Birmingham because Tuscaloosa is a little bit to the southeast of it, but you could hit it. And then there's also one going to Montgomery. You probably hit that too. There's four going up.
Right. Once again, we see Alabama as your Florida getaway. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's
good. A tea bucket enclosed. Oh, okay. That's a car. Sorry.
And in
I'm thinking like, you know, telephone pole bucket.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's an old one.
It's an old one.
It's not very big, but it's an in-op plus enclosed, and it's not even paying $1 a mile.
Hey, but it's ready to go.
I know what they're doing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not till the 8th.
It's time for poker with a broker. Yeah. Here on Dispatching Live. Hey, what do you got? I'll raise you. I'll see you. Okay.
Okay, so we got some stuff going to California. I don't think she goes that far. So far, I'm thinking Alabama might be where you want to look.
Yeah. So far, Alabama has it. Are you looking? Like, hey, Catherine, are you looking at Alabama? What you guys doing in the live chat? Hey, Paul! Paul Meyer, Dealer Vendor Match, is with us. Abdi, Knucklehead, what's up? Saying hello in the live chat. Victory Lap Transport's got some emojis. Yeah, man. Cool.
So they got two vehicles enclosed for only 69 cents a piece. Yeehaw. Here's a two-pack for Roadrunner. Going into Atlanta for $675 as well. Not ready till tomorrow.
Now, then, Pompano Beach, is that a Mannheim?
No. Davie is your Mannheim. Pompano is probably a dealer, or that's a residence. I would guess it's a residence, but Roadrunner does a lot of residence. That's the only reason why I think that. West Palm Beach. Now, there is a Copart there in West Palm Beach, but I have not picked up a lot of stuff from Roadrunner at Copart, so I would say you probably need a winch on that one. Although it's
opinion time. Yeah, does it pay enough to winch it? You good with that?
It's 90 cents a mile.
Yeah. COD.
As long as it's not in someone's backyard in West Palm Beach someplace.
Wrapped around the playground equipment or something.
Yeah, or
there's
a
swing set through the windshield. Otherwise, it's ready to go.
And then there's another one here. Now, this one says forklift. So this is probably at the Copart, but Moultrie is not Atlanta. Let's see. Then we got Maine. No, Michigan.
I like how European Automotive Group did put the hours of the forklift at delivery. Yes. That's cool.
Yeah.
Like that. Thank you.
Then we got a Kansas City. Actually, going to Rolla, not Kansas City.
And so, hey, by the way, Catherine, also more information she's talking about. You know, I guess she's still practicing putting routes together, although looks like the farthest went out was North Carolina. So she's running kind of southeast. So that's good to know, too.
Okay.
Always tell your dispatcher everything that's applicable. Because if we put a sweet route together to, like, New Mexico, and then, you know, the farthest you go is Texas, you know, or whatever, right? I got this killer load to Oregon. Well, I'm just going to, I got to be back tomorrow for a dentist. Okay.
Right. And see, when we have guys fill out our packets, we kind of ask them specifics so that we don't get ourselves into something like that. Like, we'll say, is there any certain states you don't go to? You know, is there a certain area you want to travel in? And then if it's something out of that realm, we'll call before we take the load, just before, because you don't want to take a load. You got to cancel and call up and say, hey, my driver doesn't go that direction. It tends to piss them off a little bit with the brokers. So if you handle it ahead of time, then you're okay. Let's see.
It's so true. As Catherine says, this is one of the most commonly heard phrases in dispatch. I'll go where the money is, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good because that's what's happening. When you're looking at the load boards, you're rolling the dice. You're going where the money is. And then once you find the loads you like, then you go to step two, poker with a broker.
Yeah. Well, and I know there's a lot of guys out there that would love to have a regular route. I get that asked a lot. Do we have a route? And it's really hard to have a route when you use central dispatch and the load boards, because you never know what's going to come up. If you're going to pick a route, certainly pick a route that is a normal, like, back and forth place. Like if you were in New Jersey or Philly area and you wanted to run to Ohio and back, you could do that all day long, because there are loads on there all the time doing that route.
Right.
Same thing with kind of Pittsburgh is usually on there too.
Yeah.
New Jersey, we used to run, when my guy in New Jersey was up there, we ran to like Charlotte or Raleigh back and forth. That was pretty steady. I don't know if it still is.
Well, that's the thing is, yeah, you can find, you can build regular routes off of load board.
It just
loads,
takes a,
but it could change at any time.
Right. Because we used to have a regular route. Right. And we used to run Virginia Beach back and forth between there, New Jersey and Philly. And,
I mean, Ty calls it a lane.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes.
A lane. There you go. Running, it's a lane. Yeah. Running lane.
Or route, Ty.
Or a route, Ty. Come on now.
But we used to run the Virginia Beach, and we ran it for a year straight. Good money. Back and forth, and then it just died. It was gone. Non-existent.
Right.
Couldn't do it anymore.
And I had one of those as well. We would do North Carolina, Nebraska, of all things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nebraska, Iowa, and the Carolinas. And yeah, that thing was gone a year later. There was nothing. It was weird.
And I will tell everybody, you never go to Nebraska because you never can get out. However, right. I did just send a driver to Nebraska. But
just so
if you're going to send somebody to someplace that you usually can't get out of, what I did is I looked to see what loads were coming out, and I picked up a 3-pack of trucks out of Iowa going down to Dallas for $2,600, which was outrageous, by the way. And so then I booked the loads to Omaha, which it wasn't really, it's like on the outskirts of Omaha. It's actually dropping in Iowa, but you know how they're right there on the border. I booked the trip out before I booked the trip going up. So into places that are not good, that, because otherwise you can get stuck.
And you've got to be good to build your second run before your first leg. That takes a little bit of skill. I mean, because you can't get away with that all the time. Speaking of, Catherine's got a great question. Thank you so much for this question, Catherine. How strict are people with drop-off days and times? Is it normally during business hours? And I'm going to take that a bit farther, because when you just had this, right? When we're getting ready for the show, you got a dispatch, and what happened?
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so so let's say, for example, normally you want to always drop off during business hours because you want a signature. But I will tell you, since COVID has happened, a lot of them are letting you do night drops But you want to make sure you get the name of the person that told you it's okay, full name, not just their first name, so that when the driver drops off and you're using an EBOL system, you put that person's name on there, you scribble it. Then we call the next day, make sure everything's okay, there's no damages, blah, 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 and then we bill out. Now, there are some certain places that is like, you're not doing a night drop. You have to be there during these times. Period, end of story. There's certain dealerships that are like that. There's certain brokers that will tell you you cannot do night drops. Like Reindeer, there are no after hours, no night drop. Like literally, you cannot be there after dark. Stuff like that.
That's right.
I took a load that is going down to Georgia, and I had to switch some stuff around because they wanted us to take it further. He asked me if I could take it to where my driver lives in Georgia. I said, that's cool. I'll take it for less money as long as we don't have to drive down, because it was going to McRae, Georgia. I don't know if anybody knows where that is.
I've never heard of that.
South of Atlanta. It's south of Atlanta quite a ways.
On the way to Albany?
The customer.
You know that one?
Albany? What did you say?
Albany? It looks like Albany, but I think it's Albany. That's why I always say Lebanon, Tennessee.
So McRae is like 163 miles from Atlanta. So this person, which I got to verify for real, is going to drive up and meet us up north. So he just sent it over. So I got to make sure that they're really going to do that before I actually get it all taken care of. So even if the broker tells you that it's okay, just so you know, don't always take their word for it. Make sure you always call the receiving end and make sure you make arrangements for them to really drive up, because you don't want this car sitting on your property, which I've had happen for months on end, and never show up to get it. Let's see.
That's really good advice, because here's the thing is, I think one of the problems is that intuitively, in transport, you know, it's kind of, there's this assumption that anything goes. In fact, some folks go as far as, you know, they ask for extra money when, you know, upon delivery, they stand in front of the customer like, yeah, I'm going to lower the vehicle now when you give me $200 more. Like, so like, there's a real stretch in what's common sense. But what doesn't seem to be as much common sense is any detail that you think might require a phone call. Call.
And write it down.
And this is where it gets hard, is the driver is out in the elements. Look at Ty on Friday and Cars on the Move. You think anybody there is like, yeah, I think I'm going to call the customer real quick and, you know, like check on such and such. No.
Yeah.
And that's why you have dispatchers in the office, which again is why not all dispatchers are illegal. It's a part of the infrastructure of getting all the things done that the broker and the customer expect. Anywho.
Hey, and I've got a different one. It should be dispatchers are not all equal either.
Ooh.
Because not all dispatchers do the same thing.
We need like a dispatcher's bill of rights.
Yeah.
All right, Jay, don't storm the Capitol again. Come on.
The delivery and find out what the hours are.
Jay, were you that guy with the horn helmet and the painted face? No.
So Catherine also asked about in-ops and what's a fair price per mile.
Okay, yeah. So that's a good question.
It all depends. One, it depends on where it's picking up from. If you're picking up from a dealership, it's not as bad, okay? Like, if you pick up from a residence, it never fails. It's sitting in their backyard. They expect you to drive through the backyard and through fences and pull it out of a barn or something crazy like that.
Totally.
Those are all things you have to call and ask, where is it parked at? Where is it sitting at?
Yes.
And don't get me wrong, they always lie. So you really got to know when you're talking to these people and you've been doing this. When you've been dealing with this for so long, you can kind of tell when you're talking to the person. If they're not totally being honest with you, I always kind of recommend just getting out of the deal immediately, because it's already going to turn bad. Your driver's going to be pissed off. Something's not going to be right. Like, I took one that they said, oh, yeah, it's right there parked in front of my house, blah, 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 blah. You can get in there, all this other stuff. Well, it was parked on a hill, and it was in their front yard. Not on the highway, in the front yard, in a bunch of bushes. So it, you know, I would think normally I
You
usually
got to do
get
your
on an
detective work,
in-op.
right?
Yes, you do.
Do
You
your
have to.
detective work.
And on an in-op, you usually generally have to, I would think if it's at a residence, you're going to want, I'm going to say $1 a mile. And you can go back and forth on that one. It depends on how desperate you are for the vehicle to fill out your guy. I mean, there's factors in there. Now, if it was at a dealership and all you got to do is pull in and grab it and go, you're probably not going to get a dollar a mile. You're going to get in like the 70 to 85 cents a mile. I've got drivers who have winches, but all of them prefer not to use them unless they actually have to.
Totally.
And that meaning by have to, meaning like they've got a car on their trailer and it stopped running and
Because,
now they've got to winch it on.
and
You
here's
know
the
what I
thing to
mean?
think about, Catherine, exactly, is that you're in too many times, you're not just winching it on once and forgetting about it.
No.
That car's in the
Right.
way of another car that you need to deliver.
Right.
So now, if you're really thinking ahead, right, you unload the whole trailer and winch it on. Anyways, no matter how you slice
Right.
it, it's a heck of a lot more work. But when you're on the phone with the broker booking the load, they're like, yeah, just throw it on. You know,
Yeah,
just
no big
easy
deal. That's what they
peasy.
always say.
And as the way people talk, you just gotta, you
Yeah.
just gotta get through it because people will
Yeah.
say whatever they need to say to
To
get
get you to
something
pick it
done, to
up.
get you to do it.
Yeah.
And so that's one of the reasons why we talk about these things, because just don't do it.
Yeah.
And if you're not sure, check with the driver. Always check
Yeah.
with your driver to make sure before you pull the trigger. Now, this is where it gets hard. You're fighting the clock, right? You're trying to build a route. If you can't get a hold of your driver, and that's another thing, if you're a dispatcher and you can't get a hold of your driver on a regular basis, it's probably not going to work out.
This is a
I hate
problem.
to say it.
Right. Communication is a key factor with not just your driver, but also like the broker, the you know, where you're picking up, all that kind of stuff. And you're right. If like I expect to either I contact each of my drivers every morning or they let me know where they're at every morning. Jen, can you call Chris? And if they don't, number one, that should worry you because you want to make sure they're supposed to be where they're supposed to be. Or if you're still looking for loads to book that day, for example, you need to know what kind of time frame you're dealing with. Because if you pick something from Copart and he calls you later that day and says, "Oh, I'm not arriving till 4:30," well, you're already in trouble right there from the get-go because they close at 4:30. Now you got to call the broker and ask him if it's okay to pick up tomorrow. Maybe there's storage on it. You'll be responsible for it
Oh
because you were
man,
supposed to pick up that day.
storage.
So, yeah, those are things like if they're not communicating with you as to where they're at or if they've picked up. The drivers I love, my favorite are like the ones that send me a picture of themselves fully loaded and they're already on their way. Because then you know everything's done. You don't have to worry about it. John
Amen.
is one of the ones that does it. He always sends me pictures when he's completely loaded, and I know that he's already moving and out of there. And as far as what was, she asked something else, didn't
Oh, I
she?
put surveys,
Oh, she was asking about
series.
overhang.
Okay, I want to jump in here. And I did just put the dispatcher training series link. That was, wow, this was a couple years ago, and it's free. It's on YouTube. Go check it out. Overhang. Now we're about to get into an area that is beyond what I consider the dispatcher arena. Because just
Okay.
like, when someone gives you advice that might be bordering on legal advice, it's best if they remind you, I'm not a lawyer. When it comes to overhang, most information is speculation or based on what you think. Overhang is one of those topics that this gets extremely legal extremely quickly if you get it wrong. So when it comes to
Right.
overhang, I'm going to refer you to DOT compliance on Wednesdays. Now we're going to talk about
DOT
overhang, but
opinion.
I just gave my, kind of waiver. Having said
Long
that,
term.
what do you think about, okay, let's read it here.
Well,
How many inches of auto is allowed to hang off the trailer, please?
it's not inches, it's feet. I think it's 3 feet. And the only state that I know of that you cannot overhang, and this is the only one I deal with, and that's why I know, is Missouri. You cannot
Right.
overhang in Missouri in any way, shape, or form. And it's not even just overhang.
Yeah.
If you've got a three car and you have a pickup truck, you cannot have a bed on your truck to fit in the parameters for Missouri. They will pull you over. I've had people get taken out of service. They had to drive their trucks someplace, have the bed pulled off, leave it there, drive the load back and come back and get their cars and everything else. Missouri is very, very, very particular. They will give you a warning the first time. After that, I think it's $1,000 fine. So you have to watch that kind of stuff. As far as I know, every other state that we travel, we have overhang in. It's 3 feet. I've not had any problems with, but Missouri is the one that you got to watch for. Florida does have a overhang limit, though, now that I think about it. But there's a special permit that you buy for any drivers for Florida. You pay, I think it used to be $100 for the whole year, and then you never have to worry about it. So if you're running Florida a lot, I would have them get that permit. And I think you can do it online and get it taken care of that way.
Would you like me to text you? Yeah, overhang, it's amazing how you know, you can screw this one up really bad. If you're a new driver and you're a new dispatcher and nobody's even thinking about overhang because, you go into the assumption arena. You're like, well, I get the tires. The tires are on the trailer. Therefore, I'm good.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that conversation happens at a DOT station on a daily basis. But that's not how they do it. And some would even say that the scales are profit centers. So when you look at it that way, it gets pretty gnarly really quickly. And so now that was good. That was a good discussion. And I think it was a fair discussion. And you'll see that I'm not weighing in any way, in any definitive manner, because I can't lose the sleep at night that I cost some guy $1,000 fine because I was wrong about the overhang.
Yeah.
It's brutal. It's far too brutal. This business is hard enough. So there you go. You book the crappy bus for less than $1 a mile. Wait until you meet the overhang judge. Wow.
Or the overweight.
And the GVW. Judge. Let's go ahead and check your weight. let's check the temperature of your brakes. How are we doing? Holy cow.
So Catherine, right now I would tell you Alabama. That's what's on there right now. And maybe Georgia. And just so you know, out of Florida to Atlanta, that's a regular run. Those usually pop up. However, they pop up and they're gone almost immediately. Like, you have to be on that and be watching that, like checking it every so many seconds, because if you don't get it, you're not going that direction. Somebody else is gonna grab it. We were supposed to look at another one. Where were we supposed to look at?
And I really want to thank the live chat, man. Just crushing it today, guys, with the comments and the information. Love it. Thank you, Carlos. Thank you, Abdi. Thank you, Chris, Two Bears, Catherine. Really, it's exciting. So thank you so much. Now, we're still looking at Catherine's Florida to Anywhere Route Scout.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Really, Alabama is what I would go with.
Alabama, once again. I think that was the recommendation a week ago.
That's what came up last week, too.
So let's do this. Let's move on to, so we got Virginia. We got Alabama for Catherine.
Virginia.
Yeah, let's look at Devin, Two Car, Virginia, Victory Lap Transport. It's you.
We're at in Virginia.
I should know this. I think it's like middle to north of the state. If I said Richmond,
I want to put up Virginia and Maryland.
But we're getting those dice ready. That's right. When Sue puts in her search filter settings, remember, when you are looking on load boards, you are throwing a dart. You are hoping for the best. And that's what we're going to do it here. We're going to roll the dice in Virginia.
I'm going to put in just for right now, Virginia, PA, and Ohio, and let's see what's up. And by PA, do you mean Philly or do you mean Pittsburgh? Because if you're doing PA and Ohio, that would be Pittsburgh.
Not to be confused with hangover. Well done, Paul. Because if you have too much overhang, you will have... Okay. Wow. Really shaking them up today. Well, it's because we're really looking for something good. We're not messing around. This is our business model here.
Okay, so he put on here VA to PA or Ohio, I'm assuming, or North Carolina. Well, I put up Virginia going to PA and Ohio first. So let's start there.
Ah, yeah, that's actually a good call. So, yeah. And the weather's okay, I think, right? Always check the weather.
Well,
always
where it's getting hit now is, yes, especially during the winter, that's the first thing we do on Monday mornings is see where the weather's going to go through so we don't send somebody there. Right now, the weather that was supposed to hit us last night was supposed to be going over to Tennessee and Kentucky and North Carolina. It was not going up north. So Michigan, Ohio area, northern Kentucky, I think you're okay in. And I think it was supposed to hit today. So I think after that, it's over with.
Yeah.
So like here, for example, here's a Springfield, Virginia going to Cleveland. Or you've got, and I don't know if you're signed up with Rhett. The Victory Lap is the two car?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, Victory Lap's the two car.
All right, so we need a dollar a mile for him to make any money.
Yes.
So let's go.
Yes.
Let's see here.
If you're just joining us and you don't already know how this works, this is Dispatching Live. We are in auto transport looking for loads on load boards. Now, Central Dispatch is the number one auto transport load board. That's where most of the loads are. There are other load boards, and we can talk about those too. We can talk about mobile apps, anything that has to do with dispatching carriers and loads. That's what we do here. But right now we're looking for, Devin is a two car in Virginia. We're looking on the load boards. And so what's your route scout? Put it in the live chat. Tell us how many you're looking for, and we want to help you too.
So right now I just saw one going up to Cleveland for a dollar a mile out of Front Royal.
Is he going there now?
That's an Escalade. That's paying really well. I don't know if there's another one.
Okay, all right, all right, all right. Thank you so much.
I mean, there is Reindeer's got the Chevy Colorado. That might be too much weight for you. I'm not sure if you got a weight limitation on that. That's going into Akron out of Manassas. Reindeer does a little different thing.
It's not bad, but you know what? For Reindeer, I would think that, I think you could get more on that. I'm just saying.
They do not negotiate very often.
Wow, they do not negotiate?
They're pretty harsh.
Jay, really? I thought they did.
No, it's okay. If you're honestly, I don't think they've gone up for us in probably a year. I really don't think that they do it.
The thing is, they're so specific. I would say, I will meet your specificities. Make sure you use that one, and I'll do it for $450. With all the specificities. Okay? Okay. Book it up.
You can give her a shot, but I'll probably tell
you. No, I know. It's not going to work. Anyways, I know it's not going to work, but I'm trying to set... Sue, I'm trying to set a tone here. Come on now.
Well, true. True. And keep in mind with Reindeer, there's certain things you have to watch out for them. When he's saying that, he's being for real.
I'm kidding. Okay. Yes. I may be joking
like you write down
most of the
even
time, but I'm not kidding around. Yeah.
Yes. Reindeer... Yeah, you write down even the most minute scratch, dent, anything,
yes,
and you take
yes.
pictures of it, and you yes. make sure you get a signature on it, because they are really, really particular. They deal with relocation people. So it's not your average. You're always picking up either from a residence, or they have a tow company pick it up from the residence and take it to them, and then you pick up from the tow company, and sometimes you do the same thing for delivery. Then what happens with all of this, because you're dealing with multiple people locations, say that tow company picked up the car, didn't write down a ding on that car. Okay. And you pick it up from the tow company. How they want you to do it is use their bill of lading. But say you go over there, and I've had this happen. There was extra scratches and dings on this vehicle after they picked it up. They didn't write it on there because they weren't as specific as you should be. I called Reindeer and I tell them, hey, there's more damage on this vehicle, but you want us to use their BOL. And when I deliver on this BOL that doesn't have all this stuff, I don't want to be in trouble for these extra damages. So I always make my driver do his own too. And we also call Reindeer and let them know, and we send them pictures. Otherwise, what happens is that all of a sudden the customer will claim damage, and then they want the BOLs from everybody that was in that line. And you don't want to be the person that they try to claim the damage on, because they will make you pay.
You've got musical chairs, musical damage, yes. musical chairs. Let's see
yes.
who caused the damage. You are it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and I think that Chevy Colorado with that Escalade might be too much for him, but
Yeah, I know. All I right. wouldn't, and that's so, why. That's why I'm glad we. I like how we spend a little bit of time on a load when we talk about it. We're bad. We're not bad mouthing any company. Okay.
No,
but what we are doing is trying to help ensure that you stay in business.
Yes.
And that requires money and details and time, etc. At all. But the thing is that the truth is, if you haul for reindeer, do they still do the phone call where they talk to you and like tell you
explain
what's
all the rules.
Up. Yeah. And they,
well,
not,
they
almost
do
nobody
if
does
first
that.
Signing up. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're
okay.
first signing up with them, they go over the fact that you cannot drop in the dark, that you've got to do this. You've got, and like, if you're picking up from the residence, you only have until 2 p.m. to pick up. You cannot pick up after that.
Does anybody else do that phone call? Can you name a company?
Well, Metro does when you first sign up.
I was just going to say Metro. Metro does as well when you first sign up. They kind of talk to you. But it's an interesting moment because when they're talking to you, you do realize, wow, this is different. This isn't just, hey, I'm
going
to come by and grab it. No. So, and that's why when I talk about money on a load, the more it should be, this is common sense, I'm pretty sure. The more you're expected to do, the more money that thing needs to pay.
True. I agree.
Every time.
It looks like there's also some loads going to Columbus on here that are paying pretty well. Like this one right here. I don't know if he's as far south as Richmond, but that one's paying $1.06. And then you have this one going from Manassas as well. It's already tomorrow. That's going to be kind of a heavy, but that Explorer's kind of heavy too. So I'm not sure.
But you got my attention, $1 a mile. Ford Explorer? This is where, you know what I do? I get so used to like digging through the leftovers that when I see that Ford Explorer, I'm thinking, what's wrong with it?
The rates are high right now. I mean, they really have been this week. So.
All right, cool. They
and
should be.
They
should
going
be because
to
guess
Ohio,
what? There is a thing called COVID. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And there's 50,000 loads on the board, so they've got to compete right now. So that's part of it. So let's see here. Here I'm checking to see what PA is offering here.
So we're still searching. We're looking for two cars, Virginia.
And usually, if you're going to Philly, those loads should automatically pay $1 or more a mile out of Virginia. Just so everybody knows.
I agree.
Short miles should be paying that. If you're not getting paid that, you shouldn't be doing them.
I want $1 a mile. When it's interesting you say that. In the back of my mind, when I see Pennsylvania, I'm thinking $1 a mile minimum. That's the way
because you also have tolls. And you have tolls down here in Virginia and Maryland, too. Okay. So it eats away at your profit when you're paying those tolls, too. Let's see here. I hadn't heard
you. Are they still a no-idle state?
I don't know.
Right. There's another one. Sure. Now, that's a DOT compliance question. But I believe that Pennsylvania is no-idling.
Wow.
So I think they expect you to... You either need to be in drive or have it shut off or reverse. No idling. So in the when you go to the drive-through, just keep on going. Okay, I'm kidding, but it seems strange to me. Spotted lantern.
And if you're taking loads to Pittsburgh, you should be getting $1 a mile too, because Pittsburgh is such a pain for how tight and narrow everything is and the sinkholes and everything else. So I'm going to pull up North Carolina too, because he wanted me to look north.
Knucklehead says yes. PA is no idling. I asked, how does that work exactly? I don't know. But I'm sitting at a desk. I'm on the phone. I don't drive a truck. So I don't know how it works exactly. But it seems obviously they're doing it for pollution. But is there is there something in the reality of that? I don't know. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Catherine says, Jay, you kill me. There's a thing called COVID, right? Here's what we want you to do. Here's what I want you to do, buddy. I want you to pick up this bus, okay? I want you to pick up this bus. And, there's no pandemic right now. No pandemic. Calling reference ID, no pandemic. Pick up my bus.
Okay, so there's a couple units out of Fredericksburg going into Durham right there. They're paying $1.23 a mile. So it's about $1 a mile because by the time you drive around and drop, that's not bad if you're wanting to do short miles because you're not going very far. It looks like 240 miles total. Let's see what else we got here.
By the way, the toothpick thing that I just did, I literally have had guys talk to me like that. And it's the weirdest thing. Like, you know, I could be like, hello, I'm calling about a load. And they're like, hey, what's up, buddy? You know, like,
we had one of those yesterday, man. And he's talking to Jen. We can hear him through the phone. He's like, okay, I'm sending you this picture. Okay. And he calls her and he's like, did you see the picture? And she's like, where did you send it? Well, I sent it to 0021. And she's like, I'm talking to you on my cell. Why wouldn't you have sent it to my cell? He's like, okay, I'll send it to your cell now. Then he calls right back. Did you see the picture?
like he's at the horse races whatever. Or something. Like, what? Yes. You have watched way too much My Cousin Vinny.
Right?
that's exactly what I said. Is he from New York or New Jersey? And I think he was. Oh, he was from Florida.
Oh, no.
By way of New York or New Jersey.
It always, everything ends in Florida, literally. It is so funny. Oh, man.
I took a load from, this was a 2-hour long process yesterday. Take a 2500 from a place in called Lucky, Ohio, which is Toledo area. And it's going to Wichita, Kansas. It has a snowplow on it. It's a 2500. I said, okay, is the snowplow on it? I need a weight. I need a, you know, a length, you know, that
totally.
Kind of.
Totally. We'll send you a picture. Exactly. Yeah.
So he sends me a picture and because he tells me, he goes, the snowplow is in the back of the truck. I said, okay, that's doable. He sends me a picture, and it's just a regular, like, snowplow that you put on the front of a truck. It's nothing, like, you know, huge. Okay. So I hope he's on his way to pick it up. Okay. Anyways, so they go, snowplow. So it's listed for $1,200. Here's the switcheroo thing again.
Oh, no.
Well, ma'am, we really only have $1,050 in this. Can you help us and take it for that rate?
Right.
I said,
like,
no.
Why did you book it?
Exactly. Why do you list it on there?
And why do we have to bail you out of the stupid decision you made?
You underpriced it.
We just met 30 seconds ago.
Yep. So I tell the guy, no, I can't do it for that. He goes, okay, let me talk to the customer. I'll get you to the $1,200. I'm like, okay. So he calls me back and he says, okay, the customer is going to do $1,200 and I'll call you right back again. So a different guy calls me and he goes, so can you do 1100 on it?
Different guy.
I said, yes. I said, no, I told the last guy,
going
100 miles out of route to go pick this up, which I wasn't. That's just, I use that whole thing just so everybody knows. You always tell them you're going out of route to pick up a car.
Anyway, oh, exactly.
So I said, no, I have to.
Exactly. That's part of the poker.
Have the 1200.
Every time they raise a problem, you tell them. That you really, you probably can't. Problem. You probably can't even do it. I mean, what state is this?
Yes. So, I get it. He goes finally goes. Okay, we'll do the 1200. So then they call me back and they said, okay, the customer's agreed to 1200. You're going to drop on Saturday. You can't drop before 4 o'clock. I said that's not going to work. Well, why
God,
not?
Why?
I said because
4 o'clock?
We drop in the mornings. I have to pick up, and I won't be able to pick up. If I have to hold your vehicle until 4 o'clock in the afternoon, especially on a Saturday, we all know how Saturdays work.
There is no time and for nobody does. Yeah. Do never yeah. accept a time frame. Never, yeah. ever, never.
No. So they call me back and he says, well, let me go talk to the customer. He calls me back and he says again, so you're okay with dropping this after 4? I said, no, I'm not.
Oh my God.
I can't do that. I mean, I went
buddy,
through like six.
I gotta go,
back
buddy.
To back,
I gotta,
right?
You know, right? Like, dude.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
buddy,
I'll tell you what. It just
yeah.
went to 1500 because we're about to book. We're about to. I just got a call.
Yeah. I should have said that.
Raise the
I
stakes.
Should have said, I'll stay till 4 if you pay me 1500.
In fact, have Jen anyway. Call a different phone so you can hear the phone ringing. I've done this.
Call on the bat line. Yes. So, anyways, so they finally get it to where, okay, yes, we can drop before 4. I still got to verify that because I don't trust them because I know how this works sometimes. Maybe dropping this thing on the side of the road and telling them where to find it and send me my money.
Right.
But anyway, so finally, then he's like, okay, we're going to, it's a U-ship code. I'm like,
oh my okay. God. This thing is such a story.
So you're
going to
collect a U-ship code for $1,070 and then we're going to pay you the balance.
No, and we're going to send you the rest. Oh.
Fine. Whatever. We're done. Send the damn thing over so we can get moving on here.
I feel like I'm in one of those Chef Ramsay TikToks where he's watching a guy put chocolate on a steak. Like, no.
Yes.
No.
Yes. So, yeah. Oh, I mean, every once in a while you run across these brokers like that. I won't tell you who it was. It wasn't one that we are all familiar with.
Oh, it wasn't? But I've heard of them before, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're a regular one on there, but they're not. You don't see their loads every single day. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. It's not so who you think it's not is. Actual pickup and an actual delivery logistics. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like you're talking to a spam line and always want to pay less than what it's posted for. Never take those loads unless. Yeah. But this is the problem. It's the gamesmanship that goes into when you're booking these loads. It is crazy. You think you could just, hit a button, right? That's why, I know dispatching sounds easy, right? What? It's what? Not. You call a phone number, you book a load, and you go to the bank, right? Sign me up.
Yep.
Yeah, good luck with
that. It doesn't always work.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a constant, and not all brokers are like that, but, it happens daily.
No. And there's enough to go around. There are crappy dispatchers. There are crappy brokers, and there are definitely crappy carriers, right?
And there's definitely crappy customers too.
There's plenty of crap to go around.
Yes, plenty of crap.
There is. Speaking crappy of, crap, I think crap. We're. I think we said we'd search for loads on this show.
I am doing that too.
Are we doing that? Okay, yeah. Okay.
I found him a couple. I think he said, "What did he say? Yeah, the ones to North Carolina can do that one." Okay.
Oh, yeah, he likes North Carolina?
Yeah, there's two. I think that's the ones he was saying yay to.
Cool, we got a winner. Oh, on the Vans? No.
No, they weren't Vans. It was it was a truck and a Ford Explorer, I believe is what it was.
Right, all of the above. Thank you.
Right
that's
here.
Right, all of the above.
I will tell you, though, if I was going to pick a place to go, I would go to Ohio before I do anything else just because the loads out of Ohio are going to pay stellar. North Carolina is kind of rough sometimes. Definitely if you're wanting to go back up to Virginia, they're not there very often. And if they're on there, they're paying like $100 or $150. They're not paying well. So if I was going to run anywhere, I'd go to the Ohio. And if you wanted to run back to Virginia, you'll find good paying loads out of Ohio going back over.
As long as you can find break even money or better, and really we're talking better because break even money, what's the point of transporting cars if you're just breaking even? There is no point.
You're not accomplishing anything,
but when you leave Ohio, you'll make better money than you made getting there. You should. If you didn't,
you should.
Then
but see, if he takes these dollar mile ones, he should get dollar mile coming back out of Ohio. So it would be the same. And because he's a two car, he really needs to get a dollar mile at least.
Yes.
On these. Because and Rab won't usually come up and they're a 30 day pay. It was, who did I tell you it was for? There was
That company's been around a long time.
Yeah. So I would
Charles Methard's got it. There is plenty of crap to go around. An understatement and hilarious. Thank you, Charles. Thanks for tuning in, buddy.
Very true.
Yeah.
Okay, so do we have another route?
What we're going to do is I think we had another route, and feel free to put in your route, Scout. We got 30 more minutes on the show. Let's go ahead and do a little bit of news. I'm going to take the screen, and let's see here. Let's do... This is not industry news, but I have a couple things I want to talk about. It's not that folder. Jay, where's your folder at, buddy? Okay, here we go. I had a question. This was Tuesday Nights Live? I think it was. Finest Towing Recovery asked, Jay, any ideas why ACV rates are going down? Sue, I wanted to ask you about this. Do you
well, I took
think...
one from ACV this week, and I got paid $1 a mile on it, so okay. I'm not sure. Let's go. How about we go look at the board?
Why? Yeah, exactly. Let's investigate this, because I don't know, and I didn't know that their rates were down. And Sue was saying that in general rates are up. Yeah. So what are you seeing, Sue? If you want to take control, and we can look at the load board together. And you know, that's another thing. We're looking at the load boards. We're trying to be helpful. As far as we understand, this is essentially, you know, public information for use. If it's not, let us know otherwise. Because we're trying to help.
You have to allow me to share.
We
want to
know. Oh, here we go. Go ahead. And I think you have it now.
Okay. Yeah, right. I got it. All right.
We're doing our best.
I got to get to the page because I'm having, for some reason, we've been having a hard time.
Cool. Ohio.
With using, just going straight into their load board. So I have a link here that I used yesterday.
Yeah. Well, and somebody else asked me what's the Carvana load board link, because it's the ePay manager, yada, yada.
Yes. I don't know. Yeah. That is exactly what it is. Here it is. Load board login. Okay. I don't know what it is, but every time I try to get on their load board just going by what I have saved, it's not working. So let me go in. They sent me a link the other day.
Maybe there was
this
an
is
update.
The same one I just used.
Okay.
Let's see if it lets me in. See, the link he gives me works, but if I try to go in and by myself, it won't let me in. Okay, so this is the load board. They have 250 loads.
Yeah, okay.
Let's put them by alphabetical, by the state. How's that?
Yeah.
That's usually my
I wish the default was all just... The default should be alphabetical. When I log into something, if it's just total chaos when I get there...
It's hard.
Yeah. Just go ahead and this should be the default alphabetical order.
Yeah. By alphabetical order. I agree.
Yeah.
So the good thing about ACV's load board, you can see what the distance is and compare it to what they're paying. So you can kind of see what it is per mile. Like, see right here, they've got Sherwood, Arkansas to Des Moines, Iowa, and it's paying $640 and it's only 611 miles.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the Arizona, that's $1.
Yep, that's over $1 a mile. California, that's over $1 a mile.
Now, those are... And if it's intrastate, it should just be $1 a mile. That's what the tow company will tell you that, too. Right? Always ask yourself, what would a tow company charge? Yeah, ask that. Because it's way more.
Yeah, and
than
you
40
can,
bucks.
And I don't know if you guys realize this, but say you want a load on here, you can request more money. Let me click
good.
On one and I'll show
they
you.
They have a request money button.
Okay. Well, it's you make an offer. Okay, so see where it says.
Oh, cool.
You can put in your dates, and it says payout. So if I wanted more money, I would put in there how much I wanted, and then you submit it. And then it takes a while for them to either give it to you or not give it to you. I do know they usually won't tell you they're not giving it to you. I usually have to call to find out what's going on.
Okay.
So keep that in mind.
Right. And then how much time did you lose to find out that you can't have it?
Yeah.
For more. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Matt, Matt Majeski? Will he?
I usually contact the transportation department who I call.
Okay.
And then they'll tell you, you know, one time I bid on a couple of them and they never sent them over. And so I finally called them like, oh, those loads have been canceled. I said, well, they're listed now with Blue Star Automotive instead of you. And he goes that they work in conjunction with Blue Star. So I'd never heard that one before either. I didn't know they worked with another company. Cars.
Just as there are sub haulers, there must be sub brokers or something like that.
Yes.
But that is interesting.
That's what I'm assuming.
That is interesting.
Okay, so it didn't sort them again. So you got to go back in and sort them. Okay, so I mean, in general, most of these are paying over $1 a mile. The only ones that aren't are like longer loads. Like, okay, for example,
I'm not seeing a problem.
Is Newport Beach, California to Fort Smith, Arkansas, Yeah, it's paying 1160, but I guarantee you there's nothing else on the board paying that much money. Out of California.
Well, and it's unfortunately, even though it's a Dodge Challenger, even unfortunately, when you go east from California, the farther you go, the lower the cents per mile.
It's, yeah, the lower, I mean, the rate
blows.
Goes.
Yeah.
So truly, blows. That's not a bad rate.
Yeah.
And
no, that's probably
just, you know, ATV does not list all of their stuff on Central Dispatch. You need to sign up with them so you can get on their load board. The only time their loads end up on Central Dispatch is if they haven't been moved off to their board in a certain amount of time. That's when you'll see them pop up. And you want to grab them before they pop up, because then you might not get it.
I'm glad you said that, because I think there's this assumption that everything on other load boards is already on Central. I've heard several people say that.
Same thing with United Road, cars arrive and ready. You want to keep track of those load boards. Those will end up on Central Dispatch, but there's usually several hours
right
difference
away.
Before it
yes.
does. For That's example, right. cars arrive, it never fails. They don't list their stuff until 5 o'clock at night when everybody's done for the day.
Right.
And so that's usually why I stay out here late sometimes for cars
right.
arrive. And so
stay late. It's amazing. If you stay 2 hours late every day, you'll be amazed at what you find.
Yeah, sometimes you'll get loaded for the next day if you're missing just one vehicle, that load usually will come up. Ready Auto, I usually post them at the same time just because they're owned by Central.
Oh,
so
yeah, you're right. And they didn't used to do that, but you're right.
No.
They're both owned by Cox or
United
Dealer Track.
Road is a little
follow
different.
The tree.
They post, United Road posts twice a day, I believe. They post them and take them off. So sometimes you'll see stuff on there for United Road that you think, oh God, that's a good load. It's already been gone hours ago.
Then there's your
but
other
they don't
problem.
Take them off until later.
Exactly. Yeah. Is that you think the two are equal and you find out that it's still sitting on Central, but it's really gone from the original load board. Yeah.
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 Okay. And he said something. Some brokers that will get a load out of U-Ship and then put it on CD. Yes, they do that too.
Oh yeah.
U-Ship stuff is on there all the time.
It used to be one company. Now it's like 10 that basically, these are big brokers and they literally bid on everything on U-Ship that's worth a darn.
Yep.
And then they just post it as if it was their load. And
yes,
U-Ship
and
has become
really
a giant poaching ground. Here's the thing. Here's the kicker. I actually talked to someone at U-Ship Logistics about this. I basically said that, and they said, "Yeah, I know."
Yeah, I know, but we're not doing anything about it. Okay, thanks.
Now that's allegedly. This allegedly happened. I might have dreamt it. I can't be sure.
Well, we all know there's a certain broker that does this. So usually when
you mean
you call,
actual pickup, actual delivery logistics?
Yeah.
Say it ain't so.
Well, and you will call to get the load, and the first thing they say to you is, well, let me call the customer and verify if it's ready to go. And it's because usually they don't really have that load, but now they're going to call that customer and say, okay, I really got a guy that's going to pick it up on this date and deliver on this date. Do you want to move it? And then you'll either hear from them or you won't. Or we get the response of, we've been calling them for several days, but they won't answer the phone. Crap. I get that a lot from the same broker. So those loads. And
that's
I'm not
the thing.
Gonna
so
mention names.
Has it not, become what we say about U-Ship, what our whole industry knows about U-Ship, is there nowhere for the customer to find that out? I can't imagine. It'd be like if eBay just got rummaged like it was a riot.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like people would find out, but not when it comes to U-Ship. By the way, U-Ship, wonderful, wonderful lawyers. Okay. Let's go into the live chat. Got a couple more news stories. I'm going to take the screen again. Wonderful lawyers. What is he talking about? Okay, hey, JD could use your help at Auto Transport On Demand. And I post this. Oh, can't see it. I post this because
this is one.
Yeah,
send him an email.
Listen, if you, we see this, folks, you know, they go to Facebook or wherever. Hey, suddenly I can't find carriers on these routes where I, you know, normally didn't have this problem. But you can always send an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. More and more people are doing that. where they're contacting me with, you know, stuff like this, and that's great. You can also go to Murphy Auto Transport Services, talk to Sue, because essentially what is happening on ATI is the network is growing, and if you're having trouble getting a vehicle moved, let us know. We'll try to help. We'll either talk to the carriers we know in that area, or we might have advice, or maybe there's a technology solution that you just weren't utilizing before. So we do want to help. And so JD, friend of the show, hopefully that something is getting moved because he contacted us. And if you can help JD, there it is, JD@autotransport-ondemand.com. Go to autotransport-ondemand.com and contact JD. Now, I want to talk about this. This is... I saw this on Facebook. I'm just gonna let this sit here, so that the so let this go ahead and read that.
Yes, please.
I'm not endorsing it, but I'm sharing it because
okay,
it's relevant. This is relevant. They force you to use their app. They don't want to work with you. And this guy will never work with them again. Who's the company? This is the message they sent to him. Dear valued carrier, when hauling any Volkswagen orders, please be aware of the following. If there is a carrier app malfunction or the app is not working while delivering, it'll be deemed STI, subject to inspection. Hmm. By the order being marked STI, yeah, the customer has 2 days to report any damages. Yeah. Well, it's an app issue. It's not the carrier's problem, but it's being passed on to the carrier. I understand both sides here. But then here's some of the comments. I just take pictures of the VW that I deliver and keep until I get paid. Right? And then there's some Fs. We don't use that app. We use Super Dispatch because that app sucks. Same old song and dance. They're not effing anybody except the ones who choose to move it. Just remember, companies like this only exist when people like you allow it. And then, here's one. This is all dispatching office. You're preaching to the choir. I am, right this minute, dealing with their ineptitude. They dispatched a load of six coming out of a rail yard. One was already gone. When I tried to get a hold of someone in dispatch, nobody answered, so I left a message, reported the problem via email. No reply for almost 3 hours. Then I get an email asking me to explain the delay. Just now got emails from them addressing the issue. 4 hours later, the units have already been delivered.
Yep.
So,
I will say,
yeah,
some of the problem with them returning phone calls, I think, is because they're all working from their homes.
Good.
I still think they're all doing that. But I had to say, okay, so they wanted us to use their Velocity app, okay? And John took another vehicle for them on Monday.
Cat's out of the bag.
And, yeah.
No,
so
I mean, we got to talk about it.
He got a new phone over the holiday. So I guess if you get a new phone, you have to get a new license, is what they call it, from them. So I sent them an email because I know Colin doesn't do any good. So I sent him an email and I said, I need this ASAP. He's ready to pick up because it's actually picking up in Youngstown. That's where John's from. And John called them. He waited on hold, then got hung up on, and he said, screw it. I said, I'm emailing him. I didn't get a response until about 5 hours later. And I said, well, it's too late. He's already picked up and gone. He used Super Dispatch. There's, you know, nothing we can do about it. They did call him about it, for him, I guess, to use it the next time. But
okay,
I agree that we should be getting a response faster than that. I mean, if they want us to do certain things and then we can't get an answer from them, what are we supposed to do? Hang around all day and wait? I mean, it shouldn't go down like that. It makes it very difficult for the drivers to do their job. It makes us makes it difficult for us as well to help them, you know, get through it.
And here's the thing is, so I wear the referee shirt because I feel like I see both sides on a regular basis. Right. Except when I want it my way. And the thing is that they got a lot going on. I understand if they can't get to it right away.
Right.
And the hours can tick by when you're in the middle of craziness. But here's the thing. Here's the bad news. If you're going to have strict expectations, then you need to either staff up or lower your expectations. I don't know what the answer is. But if it's not working and it continues to not work, then there's something needs to happen. This is actually, this is why, newsflash, this is one of the reasons I created this channel, is because if companies are having a discrepancy, come on the show and talk about it. Let's talk about it. Because I guarantee seeing your face and hearing you talk about it is a heck of a lot better than reading about it on Facebook. And that's why I shared it. Because, I mean, that is on a carrier thread forum where everybody can read it and comment. And I don't know if the company knows about it. They need to, because they're, I'm pretty sure they're going to want to clean that up. So,
yeah, I agree. And honestly, if you call and leave messages, it's kind of the same thing. What we have found out, because they're all working from home, is if you go on the Metro load board where you get your loads, there is a chat line on there. You're better off to chat to get whatever answers you need right away. However, certain departments aren't on there. If you're looking for dispatch, you can usually always get an answer. If you want to, I'll show them where this is at really quick if you want me to.
Yeah. Please take the screen. Okay. I think that's the end of my news, so, which is good. Okay. We got 20 minutes left in the show. If you're just joining now, we're trying to talk about, there's this technology discrepancy that we really would like to get figured out. And when I say that, Sue, what are we talking about here?
So I'm in one of the guys' account right here. So if you look, there's a chat line. I brought it up. Okay. You put in your name, you put in your email, and then you can choose which department you need to speak to. Okay. So you have accounts payable, carrier compliance, dispatch, and sales.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah. So then you put in there like your message that you need to ask. And I was always asked, you know, tell you to put the order ID if there's something specific. And then you start the chat. They usually will get with you in within 5 to 10 minutes on the chat and get it taken care of. Now, the Velocity app, I didn't try that day because I've tried that before and they always say you got to contact so-and-so. So I just sent it directly to the person in carrier compliance. But you can try it. They may get you faster. I just didn't have time that day to wait. I wanted to get it taken care of right away. And I thought if I sent them an email, I'd get a response immediately. Especially when I'm sitting here saying, I need you ASAP. You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong, we work with these guys all the time. And so
they're a well-known company. And here's the thing.
Yes.
Here's the other side that we don't. Dude, in the dealer world, this company is well-respected. They perform a lot of functions. They're not just in car haul, but title and registration, final mile delivery, care, compliance. Yeah. For a dealership, this company is a dream, okay?
Yes.
And that's why they're not going away. So when I see on Facebook, like, let's storm the Capitol. Listen, man, this company is exactly what dealerships trying to compete with Carvana are looking for. Mm-hmm. So, go ahead and break the windows in the Capitol, but this company's not going away. And so let's help find out the problem.
Them.
Yeah, you're going to deal with them. They're here to stay.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, if you knock them out of your window of using them, you're going to make it more difficult for yourself. I hate to say that because they have a lot of loads.
That's right. For every bridge you burn, you're going to smell the cinders of that bridge. On a regular basis.
I can tell you right now, let's press search and see what they got on here. It's 1,977 loads.
Thank you. That's not just loads on their load boards. Those are all their loads. And those are just the loads they've posted.
Right.
They have thousands of loads.
And they're going as fast as they're coming up. So this 1977 is not even probably realistic, because I know Jen just took one just a second ago. I just saw it come through.
Yes.
And I would tell you that during the week, we haul for each driver, maybe 3 units minimum during the week per driver. And I got 15 drivers. So that'll tell you something right there. And people, sometimes it's more than that.
People haul for that company all the time. And I've also talked to people like, I'm never going to haul for them again. Guess what? They end up hauling for them again. So what we need to do is, if there is an app problem, we need to talk about it. Let's figure it out. Because I personally know what it's like to have an app problem that doesn't get figured out. And it is. It'll make you bang your head against the wall. Because here's the news flash. We deliver cars, not apps.
Right. I think they're mistaken. And their app is totally different. Like, a lot of people have been complaining about it. I will complain about it because it happened to one of my drivers too. But once you've, like, closed it out, you are not able to go back and look at anything. They are the only ones that can look at it.
And I don't think, you know what? Frankly, opinion-wise, I don't like that either.
No, I don't think it's fair because they automatically call damage on something and you can't even go back to look at your stuff. And then you've got it. Like, I always make my guys use Super Dispatch plus whatever app they're asking for because it never fails.
And why exactly? Because Super Dispatch allows you to archive it. You can go back and look at it later. Yep. There's a lot of things people like about Super Dispatch, and there's clearly a reason why.
Well, and if you use Ready Auto app, and if you use United Road app, and Cars Arrive app, you will know that sometimes the apps fail. And if you don't use something else beside that, and you've used the app to, like, I've had this happen to a couple of my drivers with Ready Auto. They've picked up and delivered, and Ready Auto said, we never took the car. So if he hadn't used an actual paper BOL or Super Dispatch, we would have been hosed. He would not have been paid because per their app, we never took the car. So you always, and I know it's stupid, you have to use two apps. I get it. The guys don't like it. But I always want to make sure my guys get paid, and I also want to make sure my guys don't get charged for damage that they didn't do. So always use both or use a bill of lading, an actual paper BOL.
By the way, Sue, do you know how popular a topic it is to be talking about mobile apps?
Oh,
views tank. Sure. People hate talking about mobile apps. It is really interesting how not into it many people are when it comes to mobile apps. It's 2021. 5 years ago, mobile apps were like, hey, I got this thing. It's called a mobile app. Today, it's like, hey, I got 10 mobile apps. So I'm curious to see where in the future some of these things get solved, because it seems like every company wants you to use their mobile app because they've got the customer expectations and the promise and the bells and the whistles.
And they want to track you and track the driver, and that that the drivers do not
I got to
like
pay
all,
you. I got to pay them.
I mean, I remember Beck at Super Dispatch contacted me at least 5 years ago and said, hey, I've got this app, and I'm like, no way am I going to use it. None of my drivers are going to use it. They can't even, you know, manage a computer, you know. And then it came into, and I'm like, okay, if you sign up with me, you have to use it now because, you see the value in it. I mean, honestly, it covers your butt. If you follow what they tell you to do and you take the pictures at pickup, and I always recommend taking pictures at delivery too. And the reason being it's timestamped, because I've had a driver leave 2 days later, they're saying all of a sudden, oh, there's a big, huge dent in the back of the truck. And we've got pictures showing, no, it didn't. So that means it happened on the lot. Somebody backed into it. And there you've got your proof because it was time and date stamped and you're covered.
Right. So, and it's in the app rather than on a driver's phone. And he can't log in because it fell in the toilet. And Aunt Betty accidentally put it in her car and she drove to the hospital to meet with Margaret. Right? That's just the photo. You know, I used to have stacks of papers of gate passes and all that other stuff. God, and how do you even... Yeah. Hey, where's that gate pass from 3 weeks ago? The dealer said, you know... Yeah, no, it's all on the app.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I have a story.
I love it.
So one of my drivers calls and he says, someone at Mannheim Matson, which is Chicago, Illinois, called and said that we took four vehicles from them and they've never been delivered and they're going to file them as being reported stolen. So I go back, and this is in September, by the way. September. They're trying to claim I've got a signed bill and it was COD. So
wow.
Yeah. Tell me that's not crazy. So I call the dealership and I leave a voicemail. By the way, they've never called me back. And this happened on Monday. I said, Mannheim, Chicago is saying we stole your cars and never delivered them to you. And he's like, really? I said, well, I've got, this is who signed for him. You guys paid us COD. Can you have him call me back? Because we need to get this straightened out. Because like Matt said to me, he goes, I don't want to try to go to Mattson and they call the cops on me and told me I stole these cars.
You're right.
And I said, okay. Of course, he failed to get the person's name that called him from Mattson. So I couldn't call them back either to get this all taken
care
of.
I don't have their name either. I've only accused you of a crime, but yeah, I can't find that phone number I wrote on a napkin or, you know, whatever. Hey, buddy.
Well, it's just crazy. That's the first time I've ever had that one happen.
Hey,
I've had them happen where they say we didn't deliver it and it was a week later, but not 4 or 5 months later saying we stole four cars. Okay, that was ridiculous.
I swear, I'm getting flashbacks because I've had somebody tell me that their company was, you know, had a vehicle stolen. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is weird that for everybody being so spot on what they're doing, the things you can get accused of randomly, it's fantastic. Hey, speaking of,
Lot Vision. I have it up on my screen.
What kind of segue is that?
Yeah.
So. If you go to YouTube, I typed in Lot Vision. Now we did a video.
Knowledge is power.
We talked about Lot Vision. And you brought it up today. What's going on with Lot Vision? Is the website updated?
Yes, we have some new auctions on there. If you go to it, you'll
find mymannheim.com.
You're on the video or
/ Lot Vision, right?
Yep. And then / again.
Okay, and And then the point of that is that you're going to be able to search locations and type in, what do you type in? Your VIN number, your work order from
either
your
VIN number or the work order ID. And if you want to flip it to me, I've got one. I can show you how it works.
Perfect. And this is, the whole point is to find your vehicle. I think you should be able to take it now. To find your vehicle so you don't have to walk.
Detroit.
The driver doesn't have to walk the entire Mannheim lot looking for yet another silver Nissan Sentra.
Yes, and here I'm going to put Mannheim Detroit is on there now.
And when you put in, it's what? Is it by GPS or some kind of electronic identification? So even if the car got moved,
they have a tracker.
Tracker?
They have a tracker in the car.
It's a tracker in the car.
Now, here's a prime example of why you want to use. Yeah.
Okay.
Why you want to use Lot Vision? Okay, if it's available to you.
And are you sharing?
Hold on.
Because I took the screen back from you. And guys, we are going to go. We're going to be here for another just like 6 or 7 minutes. This will be our last news topic. So, all right. So this is, this is updated. So you're at Mannheim Lot, mymannheim.com / Lot Vision /
Then you scroll down and you go to find your auctions. I wish they would make this into an app. It would be a lot easier.
Or even just tell us about it, but that's okay. We'll figure it out like everything else.
If you look, the ones that are like gray are the ones that says coming soon. So you scroll down to find which one you have. I had a Mannheim Detroit, which he's already picked up. I just tried to pull it up.
Okay.
And it's not coming up because he's already pulled it. But however, I will say this. I got a Mannheim gate pass that said that this vehicle was at Carlton at the Mannheim Detroit. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
When you put it in, though, it tells you it's really at Flat Rock.
Really?
Which is really odd. But it was really at Flat Rock.
Okay.
But when I put in the work order ID, it's not going to come up because he's already picked it up.
But
normally what you do is you put in your work order.
Right.
It will bring up the VIN. You click on the VIN, and then it shows you exactly where it's sitting at.
Amazing.
And it will also tell you, like, how juiced up the battery is and what color the vehicle is. And sometimes having the color of the vehicle is a huge advantage, just that alone, because when they're lined up one right after the other and you don't know what color the vehicle is and they're all – say Buick Encores, and you got 100 of them. Look at, if you know it's red, at least you know you can kind of whittle it down a little bit. But anyways, this one was not what it said on the gate pass. It was actually at the Flat Rock location, but for some reason, Flat Rock and this are all at the same place. They're not really, which is even weirder. But it came up being over at the it's at a, they've got a Hertz section of Mannheim there.
Oh, okay.
And so if the driver actually has it and they can go in there when they pull into the place, it will tell them exactly where to go. It GPSes it for them, and all they have to do is drive in, grab it, and leave instead of looking for hours trying to
find. Oh my gosh. I mean, drivers say they lose hours walking the Mannheim line. This is why many drivers, they're like, don't send me to Mannheim. I'm done.
Yep. Well, I mean, some Mannheims are a mile long.
I'll get a Stairmaster and just stay home.
Yes. Truthfully. and eventually they'll have all these, I think, online, but it's an expensive process to put trackers in all these cars.
I mean, that is a lot.
I guarantee you they forget sometimes to take the trackers out, because I've had cars with trackers in them, and they locate.
What are the trackers like? Do you know? What are these like?
I don't.
Are they like when you go to a UCD store and they had put that little thing in there?
Well, you know those little ones that you put on your keys to track your keys? That's what I think it is. It's something like a little square thing or something to that effect.
Cool.
And they're supposed to pull them out when you get to the guard check. They're supposed to go around and grab them and take them out. But these are the current ones. And honestly, thank God Atlanta is on there, because Atlanta is one of those bad places. Dallas is a bad place if you don't have this. Dallas, Fort Worth, they have them both on there now. Mannheim, Georgia is on there. So, and Mannheim, Nashville is not that bad, but it's handy. We use a carpooler at Mannheim, Nashville. Well, by the way,
they're still allowing carpoolers?
They let them come back now.
Wow, carpoolers are back. Wow, that's the news of the year.
Hey, we can look. Jen's got one at Mannheim, Dallas. Let's look up.
It goes wrapped around the steering wheel. Oh, Knucklehead said it wraps around the steering wheel. Man, thank you so much.
Okay, that's why it's so easy to put
them in the
grab. Abdi,
for being so informative and helpful. That's awesome. Appreciate that. Hi, I'm fine,
thank you. How are you? All right, Jen's got one in Dallas. I'm going to get
the
work order from her.
Oh, and Carlos says it plugs into the OBD port. Okay, right.
Oh.
What was that?
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. Well, I think there's different systems. Like, I think the OBD port is different than the... I don't know if LotVision is OBD. Yeah, ODB. OBD. You're thinking of Old Dirty Bastard. Okay.
All right, hang on. Jen's on the phone. I'll get this from her in just a second. Okay. What's your work order there, Jen?
Oh, man. I'm telling you, 90 minutes... Oh,
goes by fast.
It is pretty, it's interesting. I mean, from dumpster diving to storming the Capitol. I don't know what we're going to call this show, but.
Go ahead, I'm ready.
Hey, what's up, Silver Mint? Fast Eddie's Transport in the house.
Hey, we haven't heard from Chance today. Chance didn't show up.
Oh, Chance didn't show up.
He asked us to look.
You're right. Yeah. He must be loaded and ready to go. Thank you for pointing out the LotVision stuff. I can't say it enough. And I constantly say it must sound like a broken record. If you've got a company product or service or mobile app or technology, anything that carriers are scratching their heads and wondering about, you can start your own channel or create another mobile app or whatever it is. You have that option.
Yeah.
Or send out an email or newsletter. I don't know. But here's a great idea. Auto Transport Intel goes live 4 times a week. And we talk to carriers, brokers, dealers, service providers, etc. And Auto Transport Intel Tuesday nights live. In fact, if you've got a lot to say, Tuesday nights live is where you should make your stake and your claim. And let's have a panel discussion and talk about what you've got. But if it's a DOT issue, that's on Wednesdays. If it has to do with dispatchers and carriers, that's on Thursdays, and on Fridays, we connect dealers, auctions, and carriers on cars on the move. So there's a lot of options for you. Auto Transport Intel is going to be here, and we're excited about the fact that you and a lot of your friends are finding this channel more and more. It's growing all the time, and so that's really cool. So I want to thank you. Sue, I want to thank you so much for your contribution, your time, and your team.
Yeah, no problem.
And your hot wine, huh?
And hot beer.
And hot beer. And listen, I want to thank you all. Really, I want to thank everybody so much. This has been another great. This was, do you know what? This was Dispatching Live number 38.
Yikes.
You believe that? And so by the end of this year, yeah, we'll be into the 80s, something like that. So every day's a new day. There's always another challenge around the corner. If you've got a route scout or you need advice and it's not Thursday, you need help right away, you know you can contact Murphy Auto Transport Services. Sue has a dispatch team. She's a fully licensed broker. I put her link in the live chat. Go ahead and feel free to ask her a question. Tell her you saw her live on Dispatching Live or you heard about it. And Sue just shared her email. There's her email address in the live chat as well. It's 1:30. It's been 90 minutes. It's been great. It's been real. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Stay safe, and we'll see you soon. Peace out.